Praise God. Well, it's time for us to wrap things up for this morning. I'm thankful for all the things we heard today, testimony, and as we looked into some of these wonderful truths from God's Word. I just want to say something yet about the touch of Jesus, because his touch is upon this meeting this morning, and his hand is upon our lives. You know, whenever we dedicate a baby, we often, most often read that passage where they brought children to Jesus, that he would, just so that he would put his hand on them, that he might touch them. Even infants they brought to Christ for that purpose. And so we pray, Lord, now you lay your hand upon this child. And then teach the child to keep under that hand of Jesus. So that's what we have to learn. We have to learn to keep under his hand. To live in such a way that the touch of God can rest upon our lives. Brother Frank Poster used to often use that expression, the touch of God, in his preaching, the touch of God. And over the years, I've come to understand a little bit about what that means to have the touch of God upon your life. There was a man named Guy Dowd. I never met him, but I heard his story on the radio on Focus on the Family many years ago. He was Teacher of the Year, I don't know when. And he said that as a boy, came from a really dysfunctional home. His father was an alcoholic. So much yelling and screaming in the home. And to deal with the stress, he ate a lot of things and became very overweight. And he said, and kids in school were so cruel to him. So he'd go home. He hit himself with a hanger just to hurt himself, because he hated himself. He said, then one year, he said, there was a teacher. He was a Christian. And he took a real loving interest in me. And he said, one time I was struggling with my work in class. And he came and he put his hand on me, my shoulder. He said, that felt so good. He said, when I went home, I still felt his hand. I still felt that hand on my shoulder. And it made me want to study. It made me want to please him. It made me want to do well. When my nephew had leukemia, we were so desperate that God would help us. My parents, we went to church, and my dad often wept as he asked for a prayer for Jason. And he said that after meeting, they went to prayer. And he said, a brother came over to him, just put his arm around him. Said, bless my brother. He said, just that touch just meant something to me. How there's so many people that live without that touch of God upon their lives. But it's that touch that Jesus ministers that makes all the difference. God has been touching us here at camp. There'll come a day when we clean the place up. Everybody goes home. That'll be soon. All the help that you can offer is appreciated. Now the challenge before us is, now let's keep that touch upon our lives. Just like Guy Dowd, he felt the touch of his teacher, and so he wanted to read and do well on his test and get his homework done because it would please the teacher. When you have the touch of Jesus, you want to please him. I remember as a boy coming home from camp, a teenager, I had the touch of God on me. And I wanted to keep that. I didn't know how. But every once in a while, I'd disappear. Maybe I'd be in the bathroom if it had to be, but I needed to find a place where I could be alone. Just worship him. Just say, Jesus, I want you like I had you at camp. I want that touch home, at home. I want that touch at school. I want to know the touch of God upon my life. Because after you touched me, life can never be the same. Some people reject that touch. They get distracted. And they, then all their life, they're looking for something comparable to that touch. They throw themselves into every pleasure that the world has to offer, and they never find it because it's not there. But that touch of Jesus upon our lives is so precious. And I've lost it from time to time, but he's always drawn me back. And he's teaching me. I want to please him. When I go to prayer, I know that that's something that pleases him, to spend time with him. When I open up the Bible, I know that's something that pleases him and maintains the touch of God upon my life. When I go to church, you know, I look back now, and I didn't realize it, but there were times when I was the only young person in prayer meeting. I didn't notice it at that time, but the adults noticed it. They thought that was a little unusual, but it was because God began to do something for me, and I wanted to be with people that knew him, that walked with him. I wanted to learn something from them. I wanted to be in their company. I felt at home there. Sometimes you'll have to walk alone if you want to maintain the touch of God upon your life. Your friends might not have that same understanding. They might be distracted by other things. But it's worth it. It's worth it. Keep under the hand of God. You'll never be sorry. Praise God. I was reading Mark chapter 5. So if you need a text for my little sermon, read that. Yeah, it talks about Jesus touching people, and it talks about the woman that reached out for his touch. And he noticed that. In that throng where he was being bumped into, and he stops and says, "Who touched me?" Lord, who touched you? We're being bombarded with people. No. Somebody drew virtue from my body. It was a different touch. It's a touch of faith. It was a touch of desperation. And he noticed that. He stopped everything. And he found that woman. And he said, "Be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole." I think she must have sought that touch of Jesus and how to live that way after that. And so let's sing "He Touched Me," and then we'll be dismissed. Get down to the boathouse if you want to win that tournament. And if you lose, what are you supposed to do? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, rejoice. Let's stand together.
He touched me.
Thank you for your wonderful presence here upon these grounds. More than that, we thank you for the touch of your presence in our lives. And as we come and go today, Lord, we just pray that you will make us sensitive to your touch.
Yes.
And don't let us get distracted, but help us to pay loving attention to Jesus and to keep that anointing keep under that anointing, so we can be a blessing to one another, and we can please you in all things. By your grace, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Praise God.